This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Temporary Employment Agency workers are organizing in Montreal. While in Quebec with the Acorn Canada head organizers, several of us stopped by to meet with our friends and partners at the Immigrant Workers Center in Montreal. We talked to Eric Schrag, president of the board and longtime activist and academic, as well as other longtime staffers, in addition to the working campaigns that they've been pushing consistently during the 15 years since their founding. We caught up with several exciting and important new initiatives that are central in the center's current focus and work, especially because it's critical to understand that the Immigrant Workers Center in Montreal is not a job training and placement or social service center, so common in the U.S. and even Canada, but is better understood as an organizing center for immigrant workers. Most intriguing to me was the activity of the Temporary Agency Workers Association, TAWA. Many of the issues this association is targeting are the common complaints of most workers employed through such placement agencies, but foreign and immigrant workers are obviously even more vulnerable and precarious with fewer resources and protections on these jobs. It also goes without saying that many jobs they find working through the agencies are dangerous and low-paying. All of this resonated deeply with me, remembering that in 1971, as ACORN was expanding our work in Arkansas past housing project, tenant issues, and welfare rights issues, we started two additional area-wide rights-based affiliated organizations, the Vietnam Veterans Organizing Committee and the Unemployed Workers Organizing Committee, UWOC. The central issue for the UWOC quickly became their lack of rights and exploitation by temporary employment agencies, or buy-a-job shops, as we call them. We ended up winning some legislative reforms guaranteeing rights for temporary workers, as well as better guarantees for employers, picking up the fees and making some jobs permanent. Nevertheless, in the way that labor has been squeezed and union strength has diminished over the last 45 years, the growth of non-contract, unprotected, and temporary work has ballooned, making some companies the largest U.S. private sector employers after Walmart, handling jobs at all skill positions. In Quebec, all fees are paid by the employers, but most of the rest of the issues are the same, except worse, as we learned from the Immigrant Workers Center. They'd won a campaign recently with a group of workers from Meritus who had been trapped in bad workplace conditions when immigration laws changed in Canada, no longer guaranteeing permanent residence after 4 years of employment, and they won the residency for these workers despite the regulation. The TAWA key demands are easy to support. They want a living wage for their work and have joined the campaign for $15 per hour that has been a signature effort of the Immigrant Workers Center over the last several years. They want to shut down the fly-by-night operators, which are a little more than labor contractors employed in bait-and-switch exploitation of workers. Importantly, they want to win some co-employer guarantees between the contracting employer and the agency hiring the workers to prevent the efforts to bypass provincial labor standards. We need to follow the work of TAWA and IWC in Montreal. They could break a new path for precarious and informally employed workers that all of us should follow. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.